with SRN News. I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's not concerned at all over President Trump's order to send 2,000 National Guard troops to Los Angeles to quell immigration protests that have resulted in clashes between protesters and law enforcement. More on this story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Johnson told ABC News on Sunday, quote, "I think the president did exactly what he needed to do. These are federal laws, and we must maintain the rule of law. And that's not what is happening. California Governor Gavin Newsom has shown an inability or unwillingness to do what is necessary there. California officials said deploying the National Guard is unnecessary. Governor Newsom said the move was purposefully inflammatory and will only escalate tensions. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Saturday that 500 active duty Marines at Camp Pendleton will be mobilized if the violence continues." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonald says protesters did not have the right to resort to anarchy and violence.
"In recent days, many protests across the city have been peaceful, and we thank the community for expressing their views and their frustration in a responsible manner. However, when peaceful demonstrations devolve into acts of vandalism or violence, especially violence directed at innocent people, law enforcement officers, and others, we must respond firmly."
Meanwhile, the Pentagon said Marines at Camp Pendleton were on high alert and would be mobilized if violence continues. The Ukrainian Air Force says Russia launched 479 drones at the country. That would be the war's biggest overnight drone bombardment. Two people killed by falling trees as a line of severe storms pushed through the south over the weekend. About 150,000 people were without power. On Wall Street, stocks remain mixed. The Dow is down 1 point, the NASDAQ up 78. This is SRN News. Most homosexuals seek to promote the LGBT agenda.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 66% of that community have participated in a gay pride event at least once in their life, and a majority of those people have done it more frequently. People who identify as gay or lesbian are more likely than members of the other subgroups to participate in gay pride. Those events are expected to be somewhat muted now that President Trump is in office and the nation seems to be rejecting the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen has signed into law a measure banning males from competing against females in sports, making the state the latest to address the issue. Pillen signed the bill, flanked by dozens of lawmakers, women athletes, and other advocates, including former collegiate swimmer Riley Gaines, who has led the fight to protect women's athletics. The legislation was pared down from its initial form. This is SRN News. A new poll finds that more Americans say their standard of living has not declined since their teenage years, but they definitely see a downhill trend in the culture. Correspondent Ken Lorman.
The latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 40% of American adults believe their standard of living was better when they were teenagers. 38% think their standard of living is better now. Whatever their view of their standard of living since their teens, most Americans definitely think that the culture has headed downhill. Ken Lorman reporting.
South Dakota on the path to invest $2 billion into its correction facilities in the next decade as a result of its stringent crime laws. The inmate population is projected to soar 30% in the next 10 years because of recent laws that keep people behind bars for longer. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.